if it's locally owned.
It's Copper Road.
Organically grown.
It's Copper Road.
Your heart will warm.
It's Copper Road.
Got that hometown charm.
It's Copper Road.
And that means it's time to check in with the mayor of Carborough, Lydia Lavelle, who joins us here now in the studio following a long Board of Aldermen meeting earlier this week on Lloyd Farm, but joining us now to help wrap up the week. How are you?
Good, good. It's been a very busy, long week, and I'm happy for it to finally end.
So let's talk about Lloyd Farm. We had the report on the air on Wednesday after the meeting, but a pretty significant vote after how many years? 7 years at least of discussion about this property, but a 5-2 vote to move forward with the rezoning.
Yeah. It had been going on, of course, for several years before our first vote on it, which took place in December of 2016. And then they came back to us with a revised plan of their plan that was rejected. But that's the one that we voted on, of course, this week. It's interesting to kind of just look at the observations of what's different now than when it was presented before. It still elicited a lot of community comment, as I said to everyone who was in attendance that night and anyone who was paying attention, by watching it or otherwise, every board member is really, held to task, informed by, these comments and enlightened by them, educated by them. And it was an instance where, we really, really heard from lots and lots of people who were for the project, and we heard from lots of people that were against the project. And that doesn't always happen.
What was it that got people so interested in this particular plot of land, do you think?
I think most of the people who were against the project, as you might expect, were people who live near the project that are worried about the impact of traffic, the impact of stormwater, both very legitimate concerns that we've tried to deal with, address, explain, understand. But we did have a few people that I would say were not from the immediate neighborhood that that argued that we should wait until we have a design that's more urban, more dense, making more complete use of the site. But as Bethany Cheney pointed out in her remarks on Tuesday night, our comprehensive, we're getting ready to undertake a pretty, detailed and, kind of lengthy comprehensive plan exercise, and we're not there yet. And so this is, what was proposed on this site is allowable. And it's a use for the site that that an awful lot of the town approved of. And as I said in my comments, I don't think it necessarily precludes, down the road, having infill, having greater density within it, putting some kind of extra urban features in it.
There's a parking lot right in the middle there, right?
There's a parking lot right in the middle. And, there's some out parcels that, could be developed, could be urbanized more. It's, our town... I wasn't on the board when there was discussion about the Main Street project, but, as I understand it, I mean, that was a really big decision for our town to go up, 5 stories in town. And we decided to concentrate a lot of our density, a lot of our push, a lot of our urban feel, along that little strip. And you might recall we had several projects that were approved, some of which have come to fruition and some which didn't make it after the recession. But I'm not sure that, I guess the timing isn't right for a project of that sort here at Lloyd Farm yet. Now, two members of our board would say, yes, it is, but I don't necessarily disagree with that, but this is the project we were presented, the one that we were voting on.
Go ahead.
All I'm going to say is, the developer made it really clear that, which is their right, that if this project did not get approved, then they would move forward with, kind of piecemeal projects that just wouldn't fit together as well as this one.
Yeah, that was actually going to be my question. How much of the vote on Tuesday was kind of motivated by the thought that maybe this was the last chance for the town to continue to kind of be involved in the process?
Yeah, I certainly think, I think the two older folks, Jackie Gist and Randy Haven O'Donnell, who voted for it this time that didn't vote for it last time. I think that was some of their thinking was, and certainly I think Randy actually pointed to this. Randy had staff put back up the plan that they showed would be the plan moving forward without this plan. And that could have resulted in, you know, a few more kind of roads coming off of some of those side roads into into residential areas, into a Harris Teeter that would probably still be there in a different spot on the property. So I think that very much was one of her concerns. I think Jackie as well. I know both of them felt really strongly that originally the storm and still the stormwater concerns are still there. But I think we all recognize that over the last couple of years we've gotten a lot of data on this. Our stormwater management plan is. It's kind of up and started and coming, and we're identifying ways to try to address some of the issues we have in town. But I think the fact that this project had stormwater features to a higher level than what's required under the ordinance may have been a factor of theirs as well.
Speaking with Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle, we're talking about the Lloyd Farm decision again, a 5-2 decision on Tuesday night by the Board of Aldermen to go forward with rezoning of that Lloyd Farm property, which is just north of 54 on 54 between James and Old Fayetteville Road, right across from Carborough Plaza. And I was wondering about this, and I was wondering if you could shed some light on this. There's going to be a Harris Teeter right at that Lloyd Farm. There's a Food Lion across the street. There's another Harris Teeter down the road at Carr Mill with a Weaver Street Market, and another Food Lion that's not that far away from the Carborough Plaza Food Lion. Is there demand for another grocery store?
Well, I'm not a grocer business person, right? But for example, when Manish Atma decided to go ahead and put a hotel in downtown Carborough, he certainly knows the metrics
right.
and knows what's a smart business deal and what you can get financing for. It's my opinion that the Harris Teeter folks know what they're doing, right? And I've heard people say, well, maybe they'll close the one in town. Well, maybe they will, but maybe they won't.
Right.
I mean, I think this Harris Teeter, and frankly, I'm not sure I can imagine they would, because as I understand it, that one in downtown is one of the very busiest in the state.
Yeah,
you know?
I've been in that parking lot.
Right.
It's always a busy parking lot.
Two
in the morning, there's always cars.
We've all been there all hours of the night. But you know, so this one on the, this is one thing about the kind of, this Lloyd property being on the edge of town, if you will, only a mile from downtown, but it will draw, I think, not only folks, you know, from immediately around the area, but it may bring in some people, you know, from down 54 and from the apartments. And you know, I just can only imagine that they wouldn't build it if there wasn't demand. And, you know, I don't know if you remember this, but several years ago, they had proposed putting a Harris Teeter on Barn Street, which the board rejected. That was before I got on the board.
Yeah. So in terms of the impact on the town from the development, once it's all done, the Harris Teeter, the apartments, the housing, the other retail and office buildings, what ultimately is going to be the impact on the town in terms of population, in terms of the kind of the financial impact, the tax base, things like that?
Yeah, I don't have it right at my fingertips, the financials, which I mentioned this in my remarks, that the total cost to actually build out the entire property, the developer had it figured, I believe, at upwards of $110 million. I think the town figured it was more like $65 million. Or, you know, it might have been something between like, you know, actual property tax value versus the build-out value. I'm not quite sure. Point is, we're going to get some really decent commercial tax money out of that. There's an estimate. I believe the estimate was a million-ish a year in sales tax. And one thing that Bethany did with those figures, I was really actually appreciative of her doing this. We recently got a report of the top tax generators in the Carborough and in the county. And I can't remember it exactly, but I want to say she said it was worth maybe three, like the tax revenue we get from like three Carr Mill malls, which is one of the highest ones in our town, or maybe two and a half of our hotels. And so, you know, while it doesn't have that density impact that we might have if we had plopped a hotel or had it more dense, it's still going to be a very, very significant addition to our tax base. And to to pass up that opportunity, I think I think it was really responsible of us to end up passing it this time.
Yeah.
The features of the senior housing, those were really interesting as well. Because, you know, one reason that I think the developers chose to go towards senior housing was they heard from folks during the meetings, maybe during the mediation, but at the meetings and so on, that there would be a demand for this type of housing in the town. And, you know, so it'll result in, you know, less traffic, less cars, right? And, you know, as it was talked through, the gentleman who's one of the people behind the people who are going to be building it out, it seems to be a model that some of these kind of housing complexes are going toward, where you don't have to necessarily buy in with a huge, huge down payment and then pay a pretty big monthly amount to take care of all the amenities in the place. But rather, it was almost like renting each month. But you rent with a lot of amenities, but it's bundled. I mean, you have all your utilities and you have your meals and you have, you know, a swimming pool. You have some therapeutic recreation. I mean, it's any of us who have dealt with parents or in-laws or just older relatives who have had to kind of figure out how to kind of transition when their bodies slow down or when they get older, could see that this would be really appealing for a lot of us or a lot of our folks.
So next steps for the property, for the process?
Yeah, I think what Ted mentioned, Ted Barnes is the developer for the project. The next step is that they'll be submitting a CUP to the town. And I believe he said that they would try to be getting that into the town within the next month. And going through that CUP process, working with the town on the particulars of that, having it go through the advisory boards and everything before it comes to our board, I believe he said it would be maybe a year and a half before that comes back to us. And that is when we take a more kind of particular look at all of the details of the plan. And that process, Aaron, is, as I'm sure you're familiar with because you've, you know, been around a long time.
Yeah.
That's the quasi-judicial hearing where, unlike this rezoning, where we could hear from neighbors all the time, you know, and talk freely with the developer and talk freely with the neighbors because that was a legislative decision we made to rezone this property. That will be a quasi-judicial hearing, which means that we won't be able to entertain any conversation, any comments, any testimony outside of the meeting where we contemplate. And it's very strict by statute. Essentially, as long as the project conforms with our land use ordinance, it's fairly perfunctory. But I know that our advisory boards will weigh in with the developer on, you know, kind of different things we want to see in the project, down to the level of detail I'm talking.
Speaking with Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle, and we've been talking about the Lloyd Farm decision because it's such a big decision for the town. It comes after so many years of discussion. But after all that, what else is going on in Carborough that people want to know about?
Oh, not a darn thing.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Well, you know, our ongoing focus, of course, has been the 203 project.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in the process of, I believe staff has received back some estimates, although they haven't been shared fully with the board yet, some estimates maybe on what costs would be. And, you know, we're almost getting to the point where the rubber's going to hit the road on exactly how the building's going to shape up, exactly what our parking decision will be or what we're going to definitively pursue as far as parking goes. I know next week our staff is having a meeting with a lot of the folks from the Carborough Business Alliance and with the Chamber. I believe it's on Tuesday morning, but they're meeting with a lot of the folks in our business community to kind of talk through this really important issue of parking. I would say within the next month and a half, we'll have a much clearer picture of exactly what that's going to look like, exactly who the partners are going to be, and to what degree, and exactly what we're going to be pursuing as far as parking. So that'll be pretty huge.
Townofcarborough.org for more information about town government. Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron.